present the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice, who today, in his guise of Clark Kent, becomes involved in a thrilling Oriental mystery. We'll join him in a moment. But first, our friend Dan McCullough would like to have a word with you. Come in, Dan.
You know, gang, I'm not one to be handing out advice, but I'd like to make a suggestion. I suggest that you get busy on the double quick and round out your collection of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Because, well, there'll be exciting news for you on Monday. But meanwhile, be sure to be on hand when Mom opens a new package of Pep and get your new comic button. If it's duplicate, all the better. Then you can have fun of trading with your pals and maybe get just the one to complete your collection of all 18 buttons in this series. They're real humdingers, you know. Pictures of your favorite Funny Sheet characters like Orphan Annie and Lilums and Smiling Jack. Superman, too. We couldn't leave him out. Every single one of these Pep comic buttons is a real eye-catcher. And it's a wonderful feeling when you wear your whole collection pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. So hop to it, gang. Ask Mom to get you some more of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Because that's the only way you can get these exclusive prizes. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. But you'll find a comic button to help round out your collection in every package of P.E.P. Pep, the sunshine cereal, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
As our story opens today, Clark Kent and his editor, Perry White, are on their way by car to the Chinese section of the city in response to an urgent summons from Dr. Chi Wan, learned scholar and collector of Oriental art. Darkness has fallen, and the narrow, winding streets are empty, save for a few wraith-like figures half hidden in shadowed doorways. Here and there, a dim light burns in a store window piled high with bits of milky jade, lacquered boxes, and all manner of strange curios from a land beyond the seas. The unearthly silence is broken only by the purr of the car. Listen.
Isn't it a little strange that Dr. Wan didn't tell you why he wanted to see you, Chief?
Must have had his reasons.
Yes, I guess so. Incidentally, wasn't he educated here in the United States?
Yeah, that's right. Now, take it easy. I think that's the house over there.
Huh?
Isn't that number 44?
Yeah, that's it. I'll park right in front of it.
Better play safe and lock the car.
Right. Go on, Chief. I'll slide after you.
Okay. Let's go. That's G1's jewelry store.
Uh-huh. Hey, it's closed.
Yeah, I know. He said to come right upstairs to his apartment. Through this hallway, I guess.
Hey, sure it's dark in here.
Certainly is. Wait a minute, I'll light a match so we don't trip and break our necks. Yeah. Come on, now follow me.
Right.
I don't know what's on Juan's mind, but it better be something mighty important or I'll wring his neck for dragging me down here at this hour.
It must be important.
Hang it, the match went out. Wait, I'll light another.
Chief, look out! Duck!
What happened?
Someone threw a knife at him.
Good God. Who
I don't know. I just happened to turn my head when your match went out and saw a figure crouched below us in the hallway.
Oh, where is he? Come on, let's get
no, no, wait a minute. Hold it, hold it. He's gone now. We'll never find him in this maze of winding streets.
Yes, you're right. Well, where's the knife?
Here. Stuck in this side wall.
Well, we're pretty lucky, Kent. Just missed us by a fraction of an inch.
Just missed your back. Yeah, right, I'll wrap a handkerchief around the handle and pull it out.
Yeah, show it to G1. Maybe he can explain this attempted murder.
Yes, come on. Let's go on up to his apartment before someone else decides to use us as a target.
He should have known we'd run into something screwy in this neck of the woods.
I cannot tell you, I'm afraid, how distressed I am at what has happened. And how pained I would have been had any harm befallen you.
Well, not nearly so pained as Kent and I would have been if that knife had landed in his back or in mine.
It was a lucky thing I happened to turn around just as that devil let it fly.
Well, look here, T1. What's this all about? People don't go around throwing knives at strangers without reason.
There is reason, Mr. Fight. Good and ample reason. You see, I am convinced that before the next sun rises, I shall be dead.
What do you mean, Dr. Juan?
Have you lost your mind?
Please, there is little time, and I have much to tell you. But first, you must give me your solemn oath that not one word of what I am about to reveal shall ever pass your lips.
Well, that all depends. If it's information the police should have, I am not going to withhold it.
I am convinced that the police can be of little assistance. For believe me, I should have called them long ago.
Sounds crazy to me, but okay, I'll keep your secret.
Good. And you, Mr. Kent?
Of course.
I'm grateful to you both. Now, here is my story. In 1930, while traveling through Western China, I discovered in an ancient temple in the province of Shenxing a goatskin manuscript written by an unknown scholar 3,000 years ago.
Hey, that's a long way back, Dr. Wan.
The Chinese Empire is more than 4,000 years old, Mr. Kidd.
Oh, what about the manuscript? What was on it?
The manuscript said that he who finds the 10 feet of the sacred green dragon will have life everlasting.
Oh, now, look, Juan, I'm a busy man. I run a newspaper, and the owners of that newspaper don't pay me to chase green dragons or pink elephants or purple cows.
But I have already found the dragon.
But you have?
Where, Dr. Juan?
In the ruins of the Shenxing Temple. It was an idol, hand-carved from ebony, but the teeth were missing. Vandals had stolen them.
Well, who'd want a handful of teeth, even from a green dragon?
You do not understand. The 10 teeth of the sacred dragon are pieces, 10 pieces of pure jade, each one of which is engraved with a Chinese symbol. Each symbol describes a rare herb found only in the lofty mountains of Western China. When all 10 herbs are combined and ground into a powder, that powder renders the human body free of disease forever.
And you believe that, Juan?
I cannot help but believe it. For even now, I have in my possession 6 of the dragon's teeth.
Well, that's fine, but what's this got to do with all that mumbo-jumbo about going to your grave?
Everything. It is my possession of the jade teeth that has cast over me the shadow of death.
Just what do you mean, Dr. Juan?
You see, it is this way. Somehow the Japanese, when they overran China, learned of the ancient manuscript and its secret. Through torture and murder of my people, a group of them came into possession. 4 of the jade teeth.
So what? The Japs are licked. They can't hurt you now.
I know. But that is not the end of the story.
Oh. Oh, well, go on.
Sometime before Hirohito's war makers were brought to their knees, even before Hitler was vanquished, the precious jade teeth and their secret turned over to the Nazis. Apparently, they have since fallen into the hands of a group who are still carrying on undercover fascist activities, in preparation, no doubt, for another war.
Huh, and this gang found out you own 6 of the 10 jade teeth, eh?
Precisely. The reason for their desire to own and control the secret of everlasting life is self-evident.
Well, of course. Say, they could build an army of supermen with stuff like that.
Now, what makes you so sure they'll attempt to kill you to get the teeth, Dr. Juan?
Because I have already refused 3 offers to sell. The last offer made was for a fabulous sum. When I rejected it, I was pointedly warned that unless I reconsidered by midnight tonight, I would forfeit my life.
Well, who told you that?
A man named Karl Schrader, an underground German fascist who has been posing as an art dealer.
Now, look, I should think this would be a case for the police or the FBI.
No. No, there would be questions to answer. Unwanted publicity of a sort that would imperil the secret of the dragon's teeth. A secret that belongs not to one man or a group of men, but to all the world.
Well, that's all very well, but
Besides, I've been warned against. My telephone wire is set. My house is guarded.
Well, look, what can we do to help you, Dr. Juan?
I want you to take the 6 dragon's teeth. And if anything happens to me, turn them over to Professor Henry Wells, curator of the Oriental Department at the Metropolis Museum.
No, wait a minute, Juan. That might be dangerous.
No harm will befall you. Schrader will not run the risk of an attempt on the life of a nationally famous newspaper editor. But if you are afraid...
No, we're not afraid. Give us the dragon's teeth.
Very good. I shall get them for you from the strongbox in my safe. While I am gone, will you please help yourself to some tea? It is an excellent and very special blend of which I received a shipment just this morning.
Thanks. I can use the stimulant.
I shall be gone only a moment.
Look here, Kent. What's the idea of sticking our necks out on this?
Because I like him. Because I got a hunch this is going to develop into a terrific story for us.
Yeah? Well, I got a hunch it's going to be a lot of grief. Pour me some of that tea.
Okay.
Unaware that Perry White's hunch is right, Clark Kent smiles confidently as he prepares to pour tea for his editor. In a moment, we'll return for the startling climax of today's episode. But first, here again is your announcer.
Say, gang, this is the very last time I'll be talking to you about that first series of comic buttons you're all collecting from packages of Kellogg's Pep. So, I hope your collection is all complete, or almost complete. Why, in our neighborhood, a lot of the fellows and girls have all 18 buttons in the series, and a lot more have all but one. Hope you're that far along, because come Monday, I'm going to have some doggone exciting news for you. Something you won't want to miss. So, pitch in and round out your collection of Pep comic buttons. Get the thrill of having all 18 pictures of your favorite comic strip characters pinned on your jacket or dress or cap. Don't miss out on a single one. Get Orphan Annie and Uncle Walt and Superman and all the others. And say, better remind Mom that it's time to get more of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. That's the prize package that brings you these exciting comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. These exclusive prizes come only in packages of P.E.P. Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. And remember, tune in Monday for the big news I'll have for you. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
While waiting for Chi Wan to return with the precious jade dragon teeth, which they have agreed to take to the museum for him, Clark Kent pours tea for Perry White.
Sugar, Chief?
Thanks, I'll help myself. Well, what about you? Aren't you going to have any?
No, thank you.
Go on, take some. Special blend, Chi Wan said.
I don't care for tea.
This is good.
Now, what's keeping him?
It takes a while to open the safe. Leave it to the Chinese to dish up a good cup of tea.
Shouldn't be taking him this long.
Oh, relax, son, relax. Pour yourself a cup of this brew. Nothing like a good cup of tea.
What's the matter, Chief?
I don't know, my throat...
Chief!
...tightening up.
What is it?
I can't breathe. The tea, it...
Great Scott! It's poisoned!
Moving swiftly, Clark Kent catches Perry White's limp body as the teacup and saucer slip from his inert fingers and crash to the floor. What has happened? Did Chi Wan deliberately set a trap for Perry White? And if so, why? There are new thrills and surprises in this exciting new mystery of the Dragon's Teeth. So don't fail to be with us Monday for another dramatic episode. Tune in, same time, same station, and follow the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellas and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC publications. Say there, gang, have you heard? Kellogg's Variety is back. That's the grand 10-package assortment of 6 famous Kellogg cereals that makes breakfast so much fun. Why, it's like eating in a restaurant where you can choose from a whole list of your favorite cereals, each one in your own private package. And Mom should be glad Kellogg's Variety is back. Show her how you can eat right out of the swell new Kell Bowl Pack. She'll like not having to wash dishes. So ask her to hurry and get Kellogg's Variety right away. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.